These are just a couple quick little notes on some weapons I'll be using in Stage 17 and letting you know where to get them so you can use them as well if you want to. It does make the game a shitload easier. First off, the high jump shoes. After you complete 12-4, you should have tobacco in your inventory. And then if you go back and play 6-3, which is the landing one of the first flying stage, whatever you want to call it, what you do is you just don't land and don't put on your landing gear. Fly all the way to the right. As long as you have tobacco in your inventory, when you reach the far right border of the map, you will get jump shoes that fly out and attach to your ship. Do that twice and you'll have two pairs of jump shoes, which are required for high jump shoes. And then if you go back and replay either 7-1 or 7-2 to collect crystals, once you get 50 crystals, I believe, then you can make high jump shoes. It uses two jump shoes and 50 crystals in the crafting workshop in stage 16, and then you will have some high jump shoes. As far as the yo-yo is concerned, you need to land at about 120 and 6.1. And there's a switch there. You can only do this after you complete 16-4 and have the large coil you got from that, whatever it was, extinguisher, whatever in the fuck it was. You get the coil, you can land at about 120 in 6.1, and then there's a switch you can press. Press that switch, and then go replay something like 15-1-2, 16-1-2, where you have the T menu to drop a rocket or a medkit. After hitting that switch, if you go play that, you will have an option to drop a yo-yo. Do that one time and you'll have one yo-yo that has an attack of 2,000, which is still pretty goddamn good. However, if you do that two more times, so you have three yo-yos, and then you go replay 12-4 about 10 times, so you can pick up enough to make 10 pieces of metal, then you can make a triple yo-yo. That triple yo-yo takes three yo-yos and 10 metal. And metal is like a doorknob, a diesel fuel, and nails or something, which is what you get from the end of that 12-4 stage where you're picking up all the garbage on the ground. So you do that, you go craft your 10 metal, use up your 3 yo-yos, and then you have a triple yo-yo, and that bitch has a damage of like 6k. So you're tripling your damage on that, and it is pretty goddamn awesome. It makes you pretty badass. It has a range of, I don't know, a million tiles. No, it's like 30, 40, 50, a lot. Farther than you can hear, pretty much, and it just destroys everything. So if you want to grind for it, you can get it now. If you don't want to grind for it, you can get it later a lot easier when you can use the dial to make stuff fall from the sky, all that junk. But if you get it now, it does make these next levels really goddamn easy when you're fighting. So I don't know. It's up to you. I went and grinded out and got it. So you can. You can't. It's completely up to you whether you grab it or not. But I will be using the triple yo-yo. At the very least, you need to get the yo-yo, I would say, because it is a really good weapon. And if you don't want to grind out the triple, at least the yo-yo will get you pretty far until the triple is easier to get. One more thing. In 17-4, I am using a sniper rifle for that mission. You can go ahead and buy that if you want it. Or you could use a yo-yo, I guess, because it does have a really good range. But I just use a sniper rifle. And I don't know if it's needed, but I do use it. So decide if you want to or not. Doesn't really matter to me. But yo-yo, sniper rifle, I think you need something that has a decent range. So good luck with that. 17-4 is quite annoying. And that's really all I have to say. All this information is in the secret section here on BSG from Blind Ninja's original text guide. It is not my, I didn't learn it on my own. I learned it from his guide and then put it in HTML and put it up on the site. So if you want to thank anyone, thank him. I know I'm thanking him because I wouldn't know any of this if it wasn't for him. So if you don't know or you want to refresh yourself on any of it, just go to the secret section up in the main nav and you'll be all set for learning all the secrets on your own.